I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Think on your thoughts on the Giants-Jets rivalry.
I think it's a great rivalry. It's always a fun game to play against. Play against a team like that, two teams in the same area, share the same stadium, bragging rights for a long time to the next time they see each other. I'm excited, definitely excited. For me personally, I didn't really have too great of a game last time I went against these guys. So obviously that was years ago, but that's still always heavy in my mind, and I get opportunity to go out there against a really good team, a really good defense. They're playing really well, they're playing a high level, and try to continue to get this winning streak going.
It is the lowest rushing total you ever had, so is that something that sits with you a little bit?
I don't think about it too much. I was sitting down at my house, and my little brother definitely reminded me about it, made a little joke about it, and that's when I realized, like, dang, I really had one rushing yard against this team. But at that moment, that was probably, it was before I ever, had an ACL or anything like that. Probably the lowest moment I had as a player. But I liked how I responded. I think in the next couple of weeks, I played pretty well. And I think I had one of my better games 2 or 3 weeks after that. So you learn from it. I'm not the only back that's ever been a part of a game like that. I remember seeing a stat of Barry Sanders in the playoff game having like 16 carries for 0 yards. But like I said, there's years past, it's a new team, but I'm just excited for the opportunity to go against that team and know a couple of those guys over there and how competitive they are and how challenging they are, especially on the defense side of the ball. So it's going to be fun.
Even years further back, can you remember rooting for the Jets against the Giants as a kid?
Yeah, I definitely can remember that. Obviously, some people are familiar with my history of being a Jets fan growing up. My dad being a real big Jets fan, having a Jets tattoo, finally got him to. He's still rooting for the Jets this game, but he hopes we win this time. So I got him to say that out of his own mouth 2 or 3 days ago. So I finally got my father on my side.
You've had plenty of games where the running back on the other team has gotten accolades as well. I mean, I think of your battles with Zeke and Dallas, and we always talked about, I know you're not going against Breece Hall, but I'm sure you have respect for him as a player. Does that ramp it up anymore for you, knowing that another running back on the field is going to get a lot of attention?
Yeah, I mean, you're not technically going against the running back. I'm not on defense. He's not on defense. I can't stop him. He can't stop me. But anytime you're going against a running back of that caliber, obviously, yes, it increases a little more the competitive nature, whether it's a Christian, whether it's a Derrick Henry, whether it's a Breece. And I got nothing but respect for Breece, especially, the injury that he dealt with. I talked to him a little bit during it. Obviously, we had similar injuries. But the way he's able to respond, bounce back after it, and the level that he's playing with. So tip my hats off to him. He's a great back, and it's going to be fun to see him live in person. Hopefully he don't have as much success he's been having so far in the season, and our defense do what they have to do, and I can do what I need to do for offense to help us get a win.
I came a little bit late, so forgive me if you asked this already, but the Jets defense, what do you make of their play this season? Obviously, there were comments preseason about them historically. What are your thoughts on them so far?
Fast, physical, fly to the ball, creates turnovers. They can get to the quarterback. All three levels, whether it's the D-line, whether it's the linebackers, whether it's the DBs, they have talented players. So it's going to be a tough challenge. And they're fun. They're fun to watch, just being a fan of the game. watching film with them, you know, trying to learn them, get ready for them, and seeing the way that they play, you got to admire, you got to have respect for what they're doing over there. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a challenge. And as competitors, it's the type of game you want to be a part of.
Saquon, when we were kids, I would assume that rivalries where I hate these guys, blah, blah, blah. Is it now all about winning?
Yeah, I guess, every game, that's the mindset to come out and win. Every game's important. I'm not gonna sit here and lie and be like, okay, like I don't have rivalry games in my head. That's not how I really look at it. But I'm not gonna sit here and say like, okay, like it's New York Giants versus New York Jets. Like, you know, there's definitely, you know, a little more something to the game. I felt that last time I played in it, and you know, we ended up losing in a really close game. But you could just feel the atmosphere, the fans that were there. But yeah, at the end of the day, all you want to do is win. And that's our goal. We want to come out here and do what we can, compete at a high level and come out with a win. It's going to be a tough challenge because they're a really good team over here.
A week ago, you guys were still confident that you could turn the season into what you wanted it to, but you still needed that first one. You got that first one now, that first win after the streak. Does it feel any differently in this locker room right now that you guys are ready to turn the corner?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's – we're not in here like, oh, we're 5-2. We still understand that we're 2-5, and we got a long way to go. But I don't think we needed the win last week. I think I kind of sat here and said that a game like Buffalo, we felt like we should have won that game. Unfortunately, we came out, we didn't win that game. But games like that, going against a really good team in a tough environment, can help build a confidence, can help be that spark. And I feel like that's what it was. We left a lot on the table last week against Washington, who's a really good team. But we found ways to win games, kind of got back to the kind of mindset and kind of team we were last year. And that's what we got to continue to do. Believe in each other, play complimentary football, and do whatever it takes. Gritty wins. Find a way to win games.
You mentioned rivalry. Is this the closest thing you'll get? Nothing compares to a college rivalry. Is this the closest you'll get to like what a college rivalry is in the NFL?
I don't know. Penn State, we really didn't have one. I guess we kind of developed one a little bit when I was there. Well, Ohio State, Pittsburgh claims they are, I guess. But I don't know. I really don't feel it that. Like, I can't use an example of whether in college. I can tell you the divisional games we play in, whether it's Washington, whether it's Dallas, or whether it's Philly, ups up a little bit. And I can tell you, being part of playoff games, how much the level increases and the speed increases. So I expect that to happen this week, just off the matter of fact of how good they are and how fast they play over there on the defense side of the ball. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun opportunity. We got to go out there and be ready because they're going to give us their best.
The open field touchdown last week. How good did that feel to just show you broke the tackle, you cut back across the field, just to show like you have all your abilities back after the injury?
Yeah, I'm not. I know that's all there. I think if you go watch film, go watch it. Everything is all still there. It's still a high ankle. You know, it's still challenging, but. You know, I felt really comfortable in the game. If you watch, like, you know, some of my runs, they only might have went for 4 or 5 yards, but I feel like I was shifty. I was able to make the cuts that I needed to be made, set up the linemen a little bit. So I'm excited. Just keep stacking it, keep building off it, keep rehabbing it, and get better each week.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.